At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 458 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I am your host, Josh Applebaum. How's it going, everyone? Anybody know what day is it? In honor of our guy, Dickie V, back in the arena. Dickie, how'd it go last night at the Gonzaga in the UCLA game?
Oh, Josh, it was great to be back in the arena, baby, but I wanted to apologize. Anybody who took the points there with UCLA, Gonzaga, they're just too good, baby.
Appreciate that, Dickie, and I know Diaper Dandy, Mr. Chet Holmgren, OMG, this guy is weighs about 110 pounds soaking wet, but OMG, this guy gained a little weight. I see Giannis 2.0 here, guys, so again, couldn't get UCLA, Gonzaga too good, and I'll just mention, guys, after watching that game and looking at a lot of these KenPom ratings, KenPom has Gonzaga rated so high. And just a little tip, if you ever want to track this stuff, when you go to your KenPom page, you just go to, you click his name, like KenPom.com, top left, Gonzaga. His adjusted efficiency margin is 33.43 for Gonzaga. The next closest team, Kansas 27.46, Purdue 27, Baylor 26, Michigan 24. I mean, you have no one even close, 6 points adjusted. Margin there in favor of Gonzaga. I think this team is on a roll, guys. And after I lost last night on UCLA getting seven, I said, hey, I'm going to put a unit down on Gonzaga to win the NCAA tournament. We'll see how it goes. I know it's chalky, but I'm watching this team. They shoot, they pass the ball. I mean, this is like watching the Warriors. So again, you lose a bet, but you learn something down the road maybe you can use. I got down on Gonzaga plus 350 to win the NCAA tournament and cut down the nets. That was my takeaway, even though I lost there on UCLA, guys. But big, big day. It is Thanksgiving Eve. It is a huge day for college basketball, for NBA, for NHL. It is a packed slate. We got a lot of games. You know, you typically look at some of these weekday games, and maybe we have like three NHL games or like six NBA games. Not today, guys. We got 50 plus in college hoops. The NBA today, we have 13 games. NHL, we have 14. Decent night in the NHL last night. Had a nice little 2-0 with Tampa Bay and Calgary. So there's one system in particular that was a match on Tampa, that home favorite off a win, opponent off a loss. Now 42-12 on the year, 78%. We got five matches tonight that I want to share with you guys. College football. A little bit annoying. Buffalo didn't even come close. I was kicking myself for that one. Super contrarian, line freeze. What are you going to do? Didn't really come close. To make matters worse, you know, I got a plus 6.5, and there was even further sharp reverse line movement down to 6. So I don't know what it is about beating these closing numbers and not having the teams come through for us. But the really annoying one was the push. And hopefully it was a push and not a loss on the Western Michigan Northern Illinois under. We talked about getting the under 63 days ago. I think it was back on Monday. What happens? It gets all the way down to 58.5. I saw 57.5. That thing tanked. What happens? It lands on 63. So this is the importance of getting numbers early. Obviously, you would have loved a push instead of a loss there. You know, those of us who got the 63 earlier, goes to show you, early bird gets the worm. Didn't get the worm. I guess you see the worm, and then you give it right back. You know, it goes back there in the dirt, in the grass, whatever metaphor I'm trying to make there. But Windy under, they just did not stop scoring there late in the fourth quarter. So tough beat if you had that, if you got anything less than that 63, but push there. Couldn't get the Miami over, completely went dry there with Detroit late. And then college basketball, looking at college hoops, had some decent wins. Texas A&M, Wisconsin was a huge one there. KenPom had them losing by 5. We had a 7.5. That was kind of a line freeze there. They were able to win outright. Liberty under, George Mason over. Virginia was a nice one there. +2.5 to +2, sharp move. So looking at these college basketball plays, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 6. So overall last night, guys, 7, 8, and 1. I'm counting that Western Michigan under 63 as a push. I know it could have been a loss, but gave back a couple units last night, -2.58. But that's all right. We're going to keep grinding, keep sticking with it. And I don't know what it is about beating these big closing lines and not coming through, but it's really starting to annoy me. I get an under 63. It closes like 58.5, and I push. And don't even get me started with Seattle over the weekend, getting +2.5, closing -5, and losing there. But that's okay, guys. We're grinding. It's a big day in the arena. I'm excited for college hoops. There's a bit of an angle I wanted to exploit here in college basketball because we're getting to all these tournaments that are winding down to like the semifinals or championship game. We're starting to get some tired legs, so that bodes well for some unders here. NBA, I got some totals I want to mention. Obviously, NHL, we're going to hit on that system. I'm just going to play this killer system today, the 5 matches to the favorite off win, opponent off a loss, 78%. Got it last night with Tampa Bay. And then wanted to update on some NFL plays for this weekend. Did anyone notice? Sharp as attack here. Detroit Lions getting +3.5 and seeing them get down to 3. So hopefully you jumped on the hook there. We're going to share some other plays. I got a teaser I wanted to mention for this weekend. A couple totals. I have a team on a key number now that I was waiting for. We'll share that. And then I have a play tomorrow. We'll talk about these Turkey Day games. But Mississippi State is really catching my eye. Mississippi State is at home tomorrow, 7:30. When you're comatose on your turkey here. But what's interesting about that one is everybody's betting Ole Miss. Corral's last game, Ole Miss ranked, good record, Lane Kiffin, and yet we're seeing this line go to Mississippi State, guys. A lot of these books at one point were -1 up to -1.5. So I'm looking at Mississippi State on the money line, fading that trendy dog there. But so much to get to. It's Turkey Day Eve. Guys, I'm working tomorrow. I'm working today. I'm working tomorrow. I'm excited, and I am going to actually have a Thanksgiving Day. And thank God my family there. It's kind of cool. We lost my grandmother, and that's not cool. It sucks. I love her to death. But we've been doing holidays there my entire life. So I'm 34 years old. We've been doing it forever. This is the first one without her. But we're all going to my mom and dad's house back in the Berkshires, a tiny town called Lanesboro in Western Mass. So they talked to my sister who works from home. She works at Lincoln Center, but she works in New York City. They live in Jersey now. And now I'm in Westford, a suburb of Boston with the fiance. But they said, hey, let's do it Saturday. You guys got to work. Come back. We're going to go back Friday night, have our big dinner on Saturday. So I'm really excited about that. But before that, guys, we got a lot of betting to talk about, a lot to get to. I'm excited for a big, big day in the arena with a lot of games, a lot of matches, and a good day to be disciplined with your bankroll, but fire on volume if you have an edge. So first off, guys, before we get after it, really short housekeeping. Don't want to dwell too much on it, but you know, anytime you listen to the pod and you're looking for more data, more information, more helpful links, where do I go after listening to the pod? Well, first thing you got to do, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and then every day you'll wake up to my market insights column. I surprised a couple people with an NHL, sharp action report. I was looking across the board, and I was like, hey, what do I talk about? I haven't talked NHL in a while. And I was surprised. I thought we had college football today, but we don't. But that's all right. Big college hoops day. But overall, guys, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, my market insights column, Andy McNeil's daily NHL column, JVT's daily NBA column. You get Dave Tooley's ATS report. You get Burke's blurbs. My buddy Adam Burke does a great job contributing here to the newsletter. He's been doing that since Adam joined the team a couple months ago, I think. You also get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. It's a win-win, and a bunch of helpful links guiding in the right direction. Stat splits, power ratings, all that kind of stuff for free in the newsletter. Sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter. And of course, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. Sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. You'll get every PointsBet Weekly magazine. Newest one came out today, hitting on all the Turkey Day week games, best bets, stat splits, those low bet higher dollars, you know, BetMGM and DraftKings data plays that you guys are getting into, which I love to see. You also get afternoon best bet emails letting you know best bet picks from guests and hosts, which are great. You know, what's Greg Hoops Peterson on, the guy who kills it in college hoops? What's he on today? You know, what's Maddie Eumanns on? Will Hill, the whole crew. I love getting those updates. Mitch and Pauly in the morning. But then you also get for the holidays coming up, you want a stocking stuffer. You want to get something for that sports better in your life. You can go to the with the VSiN All Access membership, you get a 20% off discount to the store. Get a shirt, get a mug, get whatever you want. Brent Musburger, the legend, sent you. Then you'll get, again, all of our betting guides, everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. You can do a 10-day free trial. If you like it, you let it renew monthly, or you can sign up for the annual discount, save some money, or you can cancel before 10 days are up, and you will not be charged at all. So that's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then, of course, if you haven't done it yet, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting convo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market that's constantly moving, constantly evolving. And if we can get breaking news on injuries or scratch pitchers or starting goalies or any of this stuff, and we can jump on a number before it moves, before the odds makers catch up, that's where you can make some hay and get some winners there. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And you can always email me questions, comments, suggestions, whatever I can do to help you, guide you in the right direction, refer you to a sports book, help you with your bankroll management, whatever I can do, let me know. You can always email me Josh@VSiN.com. So that being said, guys, I want to start off with a little bit of college basketball. And by a little bit, I mean a lot. So last night, six and six here overall. You know, again, I'm kicking myself a little bit with Oregon. They got, you know, rolled there, obviously, by this team that I can't get a good handle on, St. Mary's. They keep doing it. Then UCLA, I don't kick myself too much, but I'm like, man, if you were watching that UCLA game, they could not get it under a 20-point deficit. Like, no matter what they did, they could not get it under 20. I'm like, I got a +7, make a little bit of a run, a couple defensive stops. That was part of my reasoning. Like, I don't know if anyone's going to outscore Gonzaga, and if they play defense with that skinny little big man in the middle blocking shots, they're going to be tough to beat. But big day today, guys, and one thing I wanted to look out for are these neutral court tired legs college basketball unders, because what we've seen is, you know, when you get into these tournaments like the Maui Invitational and all these different tournaments that you see, when you get to today, these kids have been playing, you know, their second game in 2 days, their third game in 4 days, a lot of back-to-backs, and what that creates is tired legs. So keep an eye on the board today. If you see any back-to-back spots where the teams played yesterday and now it is the, you know, championship game or semifinals or the consolation games, I want to give Greg Hoops Peterson a little credit. Those scare me on back-to-backs, because if they don't care and you're not fighting for a championship and you just want to get out of there, sometimes they don't play much defense. That can kind of hurt unders. But if it's a meaningful game, it's a back-to-back, it's tired legs, you get some of these, you know, 62 to 58 games. So I think we got a couple of those today in particular, but just keep an eye out for that, those neutral court tired legs unders. So let's get it started, guys. First one for me, going to start off with a 3 o'clock game, Western Illinois and Eastern Michigan. Guess what? Maureen Chase, I think we got to sound this alarm. Woo, 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 woo. Western Illinois, baby. I'm going to take Western Illinois +2.5. Again, got to fully admit, there was a little bit of money on Eastern Michigan. They opened -1. They're up to -2.5. But once again, guys, this becomes a value play to me to buy low and take Western Illinois here, +2.5. KenPom has Western Illinois winning by 1 point. Greg Hoops Peterson has Western Illinois winning by 2.5. And we have Western Illinois from KenPom ranked 198, and we have Eastern Illinois ranked 266. So again, it is a move to Eastern Illinois, which I don't love seeing, but this would be that KenPom sound the alarm where KenPom's got them winning, and we're getting points as a dog. Now, what scares me is Western Illinois is 4-1, and Eastern Michigan is 1-3, and yet why is this line moving to Eastern Michigan 1-3? That scares me a bit, but I'm not going to outsmart myself too much. And we have Western Illinois, who is coming off the big win, 6.5-point dog. They beat Northern Kentucky 69-67. So I'm going to sound that alarm. And again, you know, in these spots, you could go with the move and typically money line Eastern Michigan here, but I'm going to take the 2.5. I'm not going to outsmart myself too much. This is a KenPom sound the alarm. Give me Western Illinois plus 2.5. Next one for me, going VMI on the money line. This is an added game, extra game, 4 o'clock game. They're playing Presbyterian. So again, hard to find these games on the board. You got to look for that extra tab on your app or your computer or tablet. But VMI opened laying 2.5. They're up to 3.5. Minus 2.5 up to minus 3.5. So what I like is this line move on an added game, extra game, where again, public isn't waking up saying, I got to bet VMI Presbyterian today. So it tells me that wise guys with an edge have hit VMI. KenPom's got VMI winning by 2. KenPom has VMI ranked higher, 245 versus 269. And I think what we're banking on with VMI is their offense. They're averaging almost 89 points a game, only 61 for Presbyterian. Give me VMI here on the money line around minus 170. That's the number I got. VMI just win the damn game. Wisconsin and St. Mary's. I told you a minute ago, I can't get this St. Mary's team right. They're fun to bet on. I feel like I bet against them 2 times in a row, and they've crushed me both times. And this kid, Dan Fotu, keeps killing me. But I'm going to go Wisconsin here, guys. It's a split ticket count pretty much down the middle. And the line hasn't really moved too much, but a lot of these books open Wisconsin minus 2.5. And now we're seeing some books creep up to 3. So all liability has been toward Wisconsin, even though it's a split ticket count. I'm going to money line Wisconsin here. I'm going to money line the Badgers. KenPom's got them winning by 1. Greg Hoops-Peterson has them winning by 3.5. And it seems to me that it's not like a 70% of bets on Wisconsin and a line freeze. It's a 50-50 split, but any movement has either stayed the same or leaned toward Wisconsin. So I'm going to bank on Wisconsin here, getting it done with that good defense, only allowing 55 a game. Give me Wisconsin on the money line, minus 145. Next one for me. I'm going to go over. This is not a neutral court, but it's an added game, extra game with a line move. I'm going William and Mary, Radford over. Let's go Bill and Mary. Total open 133. It's been up to 134. I see some 134 and a halfs out there. But again, a low bet game that's taking in some action. KenPom has this as a 135. And I think what you're banking on William and Mary is their really bad defense. They're giving up 80 points a game. So I know Radford's only averaging like 55 a game, but I think they might look a little bit better here with that William and Mary defense. We have had some overs cash, two of the last three with William and Mary. They're 0-5 on the year. So let's get up and down the court. Let's get that over, Radford over. I got 134.5 on that one. Next one, G-Dubs, George Washington and Missouri State. Seeing a lean to the over here. I'm going to go over. Opened at George Washington, Missouri State, 139. It's been bet up to 140.5. KenPom's got it at 142. Greg Hoops has it at 144.5. And I think with Missouri State, what we're banking on here is their offense. Again, they're averaging 83 a game. Both teams giving up about 71. So I've seen a little movement to the over. A little bit of a KenPom and Greg Hoops edge. Give me George Washington over 140.5. Next one for me, Nevada. Let's go Nevada on the money line. Low bet game. It's not an added game, extra game, but open Nevada minus 3 on a neutral court. They've been bet up to 3.5 or even 4. It's a little pricey, but I laid a minus 175. Just win the damn game, Nevada. Both Greg Hoops and KenPom have Nevada winning by 4 and much higher ranking. KenPom has Nevada ranked 78 in the country versus 120 for Washington. So movement toward Nevada. I like sweating this kid, Sherfield, who's great to watch, and I think he could be an NBA player. But I'm going Nevada off that big win against George Mason, 88-69 yesterday as a 3-point favorite. Let's go Nevada. Just win the damn game, minus 175 on the money line. Next one up, Princeton and Monmouth. I'm going under here. This total open 146. It's been bet down to 145. I see some 144 and a halfs out there. KenPom has it at 143, so it's a very small edge. But what I like is both these teams are 3-1 to the over, and they've cashed 3 straight overs for Princeton and 3 straight overs for Monmouth. So if they're both over teams and they're cashing overs, then why is this line falling? This looks fishy to me. I like playing these like make no sense, like hitting overs and yet the line falls. Public will probably say just hammer the over here. They've been cashing. Now I'm getting a better number. But why are you getting a better number? I'm seeing some reverse line movement to that under, even though you have heavy betting over. Give me the Princeton under 144.5 there. Maybe you find a 145 if you see a square book. That's pretty slow there. Colgate and Harvard. Let's brush our teeth with a little Colgate here. Add a game, extra game, line move to Colgate. Colgate open, laying 3. They've been bet up to 3.5. I see some books maybe even popping to 4. But I'm going to go money line here. This is kind of how I'm going to play Nevada. But Colgate on the money line, minus 175. KenPom's got them winning by 3. So right now, if you're laying 3.5, 4, you're kind of off that edge. Greg Hoops has him winning by 3.5. So we're kind of right on the number, but this is a good discrepancy in terms of rankings. Colgate is ranked 107 for KenPom, where Harvard is ranked 187. So I'm going to go Colgate there on the money line. Just win the damn game. Louisiana Tech and UL Monroe. I am going to go Louisiana Tech under 139.5 on this one. This is notable to me as a line freeze or kind of a little reverse line movement. Total open 139.5. Hasn't moved off 139.5, even though you have heavy betting over. Almost 8 out of 10 bets on this over. Primetime game, 7:30. I know these aren't, you know, household names here, UL Monroe, La Tech. But heavy betting over, yet the line has stayed the same. It's a big spread underplay for me. So we have Louisiana Tech favored by 16.5. And this is a line freeze where it hasn't gone up despite heavy betting. And we have these unders that fall on a big spread, 56% to start the year. So give me La Tech under 139.5. Next one for me, Toledo. I'm going to go under here, Toledo and Coastal Carolina. Both played yesterday, so this is your tired legs under. Both teams played yesterday and both hit the under. Toledo and Tulane 68-67 game, Coastal 64-61 game. That was just a brutal. If you had that Valpo over with me on Coastal yesterday, I was hoping for overtime and maybe get that over. But those teams, didn't score anything. So we'll use it to our advantage today. Tired legs back to back. Toledo and Coastal Carolina total open 147.5. It's down to 146.5. KenPom's got it right at 147. So not a KenPom edge, but that is a tired and a back to back underplay for me with Toledo and Coastal. Then a couple more. I'm going Memphis. Because I'm walking in Memphis. And by the way, do we have any Saturday Night Live fans? I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. I know it's not as good as, you know, the olden days with Chris Farley and, you know, David Spade and Adam Sandler. And even go back further, I saw a good documentary on those old school John Belushi and, you know, really when it got started. But there was a great, and this, I know I'm on a tangent here, but Pete Davidson, who, by the way, I guess is with Kim Kardashian now. Pete Davidson, apparently. If you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything. Pete Davidson, if you rank him in terms of the girls he gets with, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, what I'm getting at is there was a really cool skit. If you're bored and you got like 4 free minutes, Google SNL walking in Staten. It is hilarious. It's all about Staten Island, but it's because I'm walking in Staten, like walking in Memphis. So anyway, just check it out. It's hilarious. But with that being said, I'm going to little bit walk in Memphis here. Give me Memphis on the money line. Memphis opened minus is a 9:30 game, primetime game. Public has actually taken Va Tech in the points, but yet the line has moved to Memphis. -1.5 up to -2.5. I'm going to go Memphis -1. I think it was -150 on the money line, something like that, -145. KenPom has them winning by 1. Greg Hoops has them winning by 3. And we have a 17th ranked Memphis team against a 26th Virginia Tech. So I'm going to go Memphis here on the money line, see if they can get it done. And it kind of looks like a fade the trendy dog reverse line move. And I think with Memphis, we're really banking on their offense, averaging 86 a game. Is it Penny Hardaway, their coach? Yeah, let's get it going here. And then last one of the night, this kind of fits it to a T. I like this one so much, it scares me. So, of course, you love a bet so much, sometimes you lose it. But I'm going to go Texas A&M Notre Dame under. This is exactly what I was talking about with these championship games, tired legs, you know, back-to-back under. So Texas A&M Notre Dame, I think this is either the final or semifinal of, I forget which tournament it is, but it's a back-to-back tired legs. And I'm going under here. Texas A&M, the total open 131. It's been bet down to 130.5. KenPom's got it 132. Greg Hoops has a 129. But again, this is the played yesterday. It's a semifinal or championship, whatever tournament this is. So I think you're going to get lockdown defense here for both teams and trying to win this tournament. So I'm on the under, and we have both teams only giving up about 58, 59 points a game. So let's see if we can get an under play there with Texas A&M and Notre Dame. So there's our list, 12 plays for today. Can we get 7 of them? Can we get 8 of them? Can we get even more? Can we get greedy? Let's see if we can grind out a profit here. I'm digging a lot of these money lines and totals for today. But we're going to take a very, very short break. When we get back, we ain't done yet. We're just getting started. We're going to talk a big NBA slate for today. I have 5 plays in the NBA. There's 13 games overall. We got to talk about our system matches for our number one system in the NHL. We got to update some NFL numbers. And we also have to get ready for Turkey Day. So big, big night. Get the eggnog ready. Hope the turkey's in the oven. A lot to get to today to finish up on episode 458 a Turkey Day Eve edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind the ups and downs of the betting market with, and just keep sticking to the model, the contrarian blueprint, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Looking back to yesterday, 7-8-1 minus, 2.5-something units. Again, the annoying one there was not getting that Western Michigan, killing the closing line, not getting it. But little NHL night last night in 6-6 college hoops. So we're going to keep grinding, keep sticking with it. We started the pod talking college basketball, big slate today. Now let's transition, stay in the hoops genre here. Let's talk some NBA. So I got a couple NBA plays I wanted to share with you guys. I got five totals on the day. First one for me, I'm going to go Lakers Pacers under here. Total open 219. I've seen it get bet down to 217.5. So we've seen some under money hit this Lakers Pacers total. If you look at totals this year to the under 59%, but here's the key. If you're 215 or higher, the under is 63%. And if a total falls at least a half point, the under is 59%. So we're matching with that Lakers under. I like how both these teams are bottom 15 offensive efficiency, and they're both top 15 defense. So pretty good defense, not great offense. We do have at least two under refs here, Rodney Mott and Matt Calio. I guess he just started, so it's kind of a small sample. But I'm seeing some under money. I'm going to ride the Lakers under 217.5. And you look at these teams, you have Indiana's a really good under team, 13-6. To the under. So let's get an under there with the Lakers. Another under play for me, Milwaukee Bucks. Detroit Pistons, they're going to cruise over, and they scored nothing. Like, literally, they scored 10 points fourth quarter last night. Couldn't get the over, which was infuriating there. But I would say, on a live line opportunity, if anyone's watching that game, I added a live line because the Pistons were up over the Heat like 5-6 points. And you got a good number if you live line Miami when they were down. So I guess, you know, trickle back a little bit on that loss. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go under Pistons and Bucks. This is kind of that big spread under that we talk about in college. But the total opened 214. So bet down to 213. I see some 212.5s out there. So this number is falling. Milwaukee is favored by 15. So take your foot off the gas and hopefully let up. But this would be a divisional under that falls at least a point. 75% this year, 15-5 on the season. Detroit is 28th offensively, don't remind me last night, and Milwaukee is 12th defensively. So if we get a lower scoring game there, I'm on the Detroit under. I got 213, looks like 212.5 now. This one doesn't make much sense to me. That's why I'm going to play it, and it definitely gives me heartburn, but I'm going to go Bulls Rockets over 216.5. Seen a lot of money with no buyback on this Bulls over. Again, open 213.5 up to 216.5. You're not getting the best of it, but you do have two really good over refs, Brent Bernanke and Trey Maddux, both between 52 and 54% to the over. And you also have Houston number one in pace, Chicago 16th in pace, Chicago number nine offensively. You might get Vucevic back here. I know he's working on his conditioning. I think he had COVID or whatever. But I also like that. When I talk about it not making sense too much, what doesn't make sense, which is kind of why I like the over, is that these are two under teams. Houston is 12-5 to the under. Chicago is 11-7 to the under. And we have, I think Houston has cashed three straight unders and two or three straight for Chicago as well. So if they're under teams cashing unders, then why is this line rising? Looks fishy to me. I'm going to go over here. Give me the Rockets over 216.5. Next one up, Raptors and Grizz. I'm going to go under here, guys. Kind of a blueprint underplay for me. Open around 221.5. It's all the way down to 217.5. Again, not getting the best of it. This would be another fishy type number because we have both teams who are actually slightly profitable to the over. Toronto 10-8, Memphis 9-8, and Toronto has cashed four of their last five overs. We have Memphis cashing their last four overs. So if all these overs are cashing, then why is line getting hit by wise guys dropping it? Tells me some respected money there. This would match our 215 or more go under 63% this year. And we have Toronto 24th in pace, a slow pace team. So I'm on that under 217.5 for the Grizz. And then the last one, I'm going to go over Wizards Pelicans. Another fishy number. Open 209.5. It's up to 210.5. But what's fishy to me is these are under teams. 14-5 to the under New Orleans, 12-5 to the under Washington. You have what, three straight unders for the Pelicans and 4 of 5 to the under for the Wizards. So again, if all these unders are cashing with these teams, then why is the line rising? Again, looks fishy to me. This would also be a close spread. It's only a 4-point spread, Wizards -4. So maybe we get a back and forth type game. We do have New Orleans number 29 defensively, bad defensively here. So that looks fishy to me. I'm going over 210.5 with Washington here. Let's flip it over to NHL. Because I know NBA, college hoops, you know, it's up and down here, but don't let us get hot in NHL. I'm starting to get flashbacks to last year when we had some really good, consistent NHL nights. But 2-0 last night with Tampa Bay and Calgary. And I'm gonna make it very simple, guys. We have 14 games in the NHL tonight. And what is the number one system that has been a killer, knock on wood, cash cow for us? It has been this home favorite off a win versus opponent off a loss. 42-12, 78%. So I'm going to make it simple. I'm just going to play the five matches for this system tonight. So first one on the board, Florida Panthers. Give me Florida Panthers. I know it's a big number. I'm going to lay minus 230 here. Might find a 220, something like that. It's creeping up as we speak. But this would be a bunch of matches. Again, one we just talked about. But big fave 200 or more, 78%. We also look at a rested versus tired spot. We have a back-to-back for, who is it? Back-to-back on... they played yesterday, yeah, because they lose to Tampa, duh. But Philly played last night, now it's a back-to-back. Florida has been off since the 20th. And if you look at Florida, they're 12-3 as a favorite and 10-0 at home. So I'm going to lay the minus 230 here with our system match on Florida. Give me the Panthers. Next one up, wrote about this in the newsletter, Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go Pens here. You got Sidney Crosby back, you're getting back at it. I saw JT Miller. Might be out for this game. He's a good player for Vancouver. But Pittsburgh, open around minus 200, been bet up to around minus 220, and they're matching all these systems we talk about. Home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, the one that we love. Home faves in general, 65%. Big faves, 200 or more, 78%. Let's go Pittsburgh Penguins, laying a minus 200. Nashville, I'm a little worried about this because the line's dropping. We saw Nashville open like minus 120. They've been bet down to like minus 115 at some shops, but they would still match that home fave off a win, opponent off a loss. So I'm going to play it. Again, I don't love that this line is moving a little bit to VGK, but I'm going to actually buy low on Nashville now. I got a minus 112. I saw a book that really dipped a little bit here, and that would be a, again, home favorite off a win, opponent off a loss. Let's go Smashville. Next one, Colorado Avs. I'm on the Avs tonight. They open around minus 220. They've kind of stayed where they're at, but they're playing Anaheim, and the Avs, again, would be that home fave off a win, opponent off a loss. Conference home favorites have been good this year, 68%. Again, those home faves, what was it, 200 or more, big faves, 200 or more, 78%. So let's go Colorado there. And then last system match for our home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, San Jose Sharks. San Jose Sharks laying a minus 165. Jumped out to me betting against Ottawa with their COVID issues, but also those home faves minus one, I guess they're not in that. I was looking at the minus 175 or more. They're 71% this year. But make it easy on yourself. That is a San Jose home fave off a win, opponent off a loss. And San Jose 4-3-1 at home. Ottawa 1-4-1 on the road. Ottawa's been terrible as a dog, 4-12 overall. So let's see if we can get it done for San Jose. So again, the system matches on our home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, 78% this year. Florida laying around minus 220, minus 230. Pittsburgh minus 200. Nashville minus 112. We get Nashville, that'd be good. That's a low number. Bet Tris, not bet to win. You're getting a better payback there. Colorado minus 225 and San Jose. Sharks, baby. Let's go Baby Shark, minus 165. Now let's quickly give a little teaser and look ahead toward, obviously, Turkey Day, looking at the games for tomorrow. Don't worry. It's a regular day for me, guys. The pod's going to be on tomorrow. We're new betting across America tomorrow. Do Lombardi line. It's a regular day if you're working in the sports betting industry. So anybody out there has got to work on Thanksgiving. You're not alone. And how can you call it work when I literally get to do my dream job betting on sports? And it's not great when you're losing, but hey, it beats being a construction worker. So anyway, guys, looking toward tomorrow, just a couple updates. I wanted to mention, of course, that Mississippi State, I mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to be money lining Mississippi State. I put that bet in, actually. I think I put it in this morning. If I didn't, I got to put it in now. But I like that fact that Mississippi State is laying 1.5. They open minus one. They're up to -1.5, and everybody's on Ole Miss. So Corral's last game, he's going to play great, yada, yada, yada. Then why is this line moving to Mississippi State? That looks fishy to me. I'm going to go Mississippi State on the money line there. If you shop around, you're going to only lay like minus 125, something like that, minus 120. Fresno and San Jose State, that's a 3:30 game tomorrow. I was looking at kind of a line freeze on San Jose State. I got to investigate that more, but you have super heavy betting on Fresno, yet the line really hasn't moved off 7.5. So we'll see how that thing develops. They also have heavy betting over, and yet the line hasn't risen at all. So it looks kind of a little liability under there. But really my only one play for college tomorrow would be Mississippi State on the money line. But how about NFL? I got a lot of updates on the NFL. Number one, did anyone jump on Detroit getting the hook +3.5? We talked about this quite a bit. Obviously you have the news with, Matt Nagy, will he be fired? I read an article saying how all the players hate him and he's lost complete confidence in the room. So I know that's not a reason to bet a game, but I'll take it. The reason why I'm betting Detroit is they're contrarian on Thanksgiving and they were getting 3.5 and now they're down to 3. It looks to me like all liabilities on Detroit. We have a lot of dog matches, conference dogs, 7 or less, 64% this year, divisional dogs, 58% ATS this year. Short dog 6 or less with a line move, 57% ATS this year. So I grabbed the 3.5 yesterday. Hopefully you did too if you like Detroit, because now it's down to 3. And I would mention too that under looks pretty good. I know it's indoors, but open 42.5 down to 41.5. Seen some under money there. And both teams are 7-3 to the under. We talked about that yesterday. The other play that I put in today is the under in the Buffalo New Orleans game. This one jumped out to me. I'm almost leaning New Orleans +6 now. A lot of love for Buffalo. -4.5 up to -6. I think if you're getting New Orleans +6 now on the key number, to me, that's a value play. Now, again, I got to preface it by saying Thanksgiving favorites do very well, 70% ATS the last decade. So you got to keep an eye out for that. But dogs doing great this year. So again, you got to kind of You got to kind of finesse this thing. But heavy betting Buffalo, they're getting like 75% of bets. It's now up to 6. If you're going to lay 6 with Buffalo, you're with the public getting the worst of the number. If anything, I'm kind of leaning primetime dog. This would technically be a primetime dog. It's an 8:20 game tomorrow night. And again, we'll have full breakdowns for on tomorrow's pod. But I'm looking at Sean Payton as a dog, 4-1 ATS this year. I don't like to kind of talk about his Drew Brees numbers because Brees is no longer there. It's kind of like when you give me Belichick stuff with Brady. It's like, but Brady's not there anymore. But Peyton has been good as a dog historically. But I like that non-conference under. Total open 46.5. It's down to 45.5. And these non-conference unders have been great this year. 68% overall, 36-17. So I'm looking at maybe New Orleans plus 6. And I do like that under there. The Vegas and Dallas game, I got a teaser play here, guys. I'll tell you what my teaser is. My teaser is taking Dallas down. They are -7.5. A lot of books open. I think they were like 7 up to 7.5. At one point it got to 8. There must have been some buyback on Raiders plus 8 there. But I'm going to tease Dallas down. -7.5 down to -1.5. Go through 7, go through 3. And I'm going to pair Dallas with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are on the road at Cincinnati. Cincinnati looks like maybe they took in some action. -3.5 to -4.5. But that's a divisional game. Pittsburgh on the road. Tomlin as a dog has been great. He covered for us against the Chargers here, but a lot of matches in the division with Pittsburgh. And here's why I like having Pittsburgh be your dance partner with the Cowboys. If you take Pittsburgh +4.5 right now, take them to +10.5. That's that Wong teaser going through the 7 and going through the 10, multiple key numbers there. So I'm digging that spot in the division with Pittsburgh. Again, that would be Dallas down to -1.5, Pittsburgh up to 10.5. Then a couple other games that caught my eye. I was waiting on the Colts to get to a key number. If not, I was going to tease them. The Colts are now at the key number of 3. So I'm jumping on the Colts +3. Again, everyone's on Tampa Bay, but keep an eye out for this Colts team. I got to give tip of the cap to my guy Mike Pritch because he was talking about 18-1 Colts to win the AFC. They started, are they 5-2 their last 7, or they're playing great. I feel like I've cashed a lot of bets on the Colts this year. Definitely last week getting 7 at Buffalo. But I like this spot with the Colts at home, super contrarian. Again, it opened at -3. Tampa got down to 2.5. Now it's back to 3. Dog off a blowout win. Win by 20 or more, you're a dog next week. 61% ATS last decade or last couple years. And then Tampa Bay is on a short week playing Monday and having to turn around. So I'm putting in Indy +3 now that we're on the key number there. I was waiting for that 2.5 to maybe get back to 3. I have another underplay, Atlanta and Jacksonville. To the under, it opened 47.5. It's down to 46.5. This would be a non-conference under, 68%. And unders that fall, 62% this year. And if you look at this offense for Atlanta, they're giving you nothing recently. And we have Jacksonville actually 8-2 to the under. So both these teams are averaging 16 a game Jacksonville, 17 a game Atlanta. I know their defenses aren't great, but I could see a 24 to 20 game, something like that. Hopefully get you under the 46.5 there. Another play I added was the Green Bay under, Rodgers and the Rams. And I think I'm probably going to go Rams on the money line there. I'm just going to kind of wait. There's no reason to bet it right now. It's at a pick 'em, but that open Green Bay laying 1.5. Rams are on a bye. McVay's got some extra time, but what jumped out to me is the under there. I took the under 48, guys. At one point it got to 47.5. I think there's maybe a little buyback there, but this matches our windy under match. This is kind of your only windy under this week. But if you look at Lambeau, it's going to be about 30 degrees, very cold, and about 15 miles an hour of wind. So we have the Rams are 5-4-1 to the over, but Green Bay is 8-3 to the under. And if we look at these windy under system matches, I talked about it quite a bit. I still can't believe I pushed, and I was really annoyed because I wanted you guys, if you got a bad number, to win that under yesterday in that MAC game. But anyway, windy under 10 miles an hour or more, 35-16, 69% this year. So I got that under 48. Again, open at 50, so sharp movement there. And then I also added Cleveland +3.5 primetime game against Baltimore. I'm kind of intrigued by that under two, open 46.5 down to 45.5. Could have a little bit of win there in Baltimore, and that will be a late season divisional under that falls. So I'm kind of leaning under, but I like this play, to Cleveland. This game opened at a lot of shops, Baltimore laying 4.5 or 5 at home. It's now down to 3.5. And that's kind of a big move toward Cleveland. They would match as a primetime dog, 22-11 ATS this year, divisional dog. What else do we have? Road dogs +7 or less. That's been our number one spot in the NFL this year, 51-19, 73%. And I also noticed that you're getting a couple reinforcements there for Cleveland. You're getting Kareem Hunt back, so now they'll have their two-headed monster, Hunt and Chubb. And you're also getting Jack Conklin back, I believe, who is a really good offensive lineman. So reinforcements for Cleveland, Baltimore. I guess Lamar's going to play, but who the heck knows anymore? But I got that 3.5 with Cleveland, jumped on the hook there. If it's a 3-point game, I want to cash with the hook. I had a bunch of people ask me about Seattle and Washington Monday night game. We can wait this thing out. But everyone's like, I really want to take Seattle now. A couple people were talking to me who I respect, and it kind of got me thinking. Like, I like Washington here. They opened getting 1.5, and now it's down to a pick 'em or -1 Washington. I don't want to let my bias creep in because I'm so mad at Seattle for beating their closing lines and them never coming through for me. But you have Russell Wilson as a dog system matches. It kind of feels like, you know, instead of hating Seattle for not winning or covering, I should not let that kind of cloud my judgment. And if the look ahead number, I think, was -3.5 or something for Seattle. And Gamble and Lou came on the other day, actually yesterday, and he said he likes Seattle getting a point there. So again, wait it out. Don't have to bet it right now, but I like that movement toward Washington. So I'm not sold. I haven't bet it yet, but definitely something to monitor moving forward. But yeah, there we have it, guys. A big, big pod today. So again, get ready. Big Thanksgiving Eve. Get your turkeys going, get your sides going, invite all over the in-laws, and hopefully everybody gets along. But guys, it's a great day, and I want to give thanks. I'll have my full report tomorrow, but I want to give thanks to you guys. You know why? Because, you know, when it comes to sports betting, and we're expanding and it's blowing up and more states legalizing, but everybody wants winners. And I think it's really tough to kind of, once you kind of see how hard sports betting is, to kind of stick with something that's hard to beat. And again, we got to win 52.38% of the time to overcome the juice. And I know on the pod, there's ups and downs, but I think, you know, the course of the long term, our theory and our system makes total sense. But I want to give thanks to you guys for tuning in, for grinding, for sticking with it, for staying positive. I can't stress how important a positive attitude is in betting. No one wants to hang out with a mush or a miserable bettor or someone who brings you down or always points out when you lose. That's never fun because it's not like we're ever trying to lose. But my whole point is, up, down, hot as hell, cold as ice, treading water. You guys tune in every single day, and I see it. I see the metrics on the pod, so it means a lot to me. I give thanks to you guys for grinding with me every single day and letting me grind with you. How about that? I don't want to get too weird there, but it's important to me. So anyway, if you want to give thanks to me, that would also always be nice. I'll take it. But if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if I've opened up some new ideas or ways to look at betting, or maybe now you flat bet, or maybe now you're beating closing numbers, or maybe now you're playing some systems here where you never really thought of systems before. Maybe you're playing a lot of dogs and unders in the NFL. Maybe you're using Ken Palm to your advantage, whatever it may be. If the pod has helped you in any way and you want to make my day, let me know. You appreciate the hard work I put in every single day. There's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry here, working every single day for almost 12 years now at this point. But I have chapters on bankroll management, how to read line movement, how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, and major chapters for all the sports there. So all there in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. If you've already picked up a copy, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to give it to a friend or that buddy who always parlays everything, that would be pretty cool too. Get him into flat betting. It'll save him a lot of losses. But anyway, guys, there you have it. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the beautiful stadium swim, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with the crew, sipping pina coladas, getting a victory burger down at Circa, or the good old South Point where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, wherever it may be. Whatever you do, do not show me a UCLA ticket from last night. Ugh, not even close. But show me a UVA, a Virginia Cavs getting two play. How about a Texas A&M on the money line? How about Wisconsin? That was a nice one, 7.5. Liberty under, cruising under, George Mason over. How about a Tampa Bay or Calgary in the NHL? Whatever you do, don't show me a Western Michigan because kill the closing line, windy as heck, and either push or lose that one. That one's brutal. But either way, guys, stick with it. Keep grinding. I wish you a fantastic Thanksgiving Eve here. So get the cold ones on ice. Get it ready. And just a reminder, whether you're driving to grandma's house or where you're flying or whatever you're doing, there will be a pod tomorrow. We will have betting across America. It's a regular day for those of us in the sports betting industry. So I'll do a Norman Rockwell or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the FDR for, what is it, the four freedoms or four something. I always brush that off, and I always read that on Thanksgiving. So get ready, guys. Should be a good day. Good luck today. Keep grinding. Remember, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. Sports betting is hard. The odds makers set really, really tough numbers to beat. And then we got to overcome luck and randomness. And then we got to overcome the juice. So always keep that perspective. But I'm thankful for you guys. So let's have a good day. Good luck. Keep grinding. And of course, when I see you at the window, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Always gives you a good karma and saves you from a bad beat. Good luck, everyone. Have a great Wednesday. Hope to see you on Betting Across America today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Me and my guy, Mike Pritch. Stream live, VSiN.com and on the iHeartRadio app. But have a great Turkey Day Eve and a big, big Thanksgiving tomorrow, guys. So good luck, and I will see you at the window. Take care, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.